Okay, so the topic this morning is about shaking a woman's hand. And yesterday when they announced the shiur topic in shul, Sir Weinberger leans over to me and says, "You're not going to be saying any heterim, are you?" So you already know the outcome of the shiur, certainly in this base medrash. There are certain kulos which I'm not going to be mentioning. Those who want to hear those kulos can step out now. But let's open up with the interesting the Dvar Yehoshua. Rav Yehoshua Ehrenberg. There's a lot to talk about. So Rav Yehoshua Ehrenberg, Weinberger pointed to me this tshuva to take a look at, happens to be very, very apropos for this week, for yesterday's Parsha of Sota, because he quotes right off the bat a letter he received, and the person was writing about this very topic, if it's permitted to shake a woman's hand who first extends her hand to you, and you don't want to embarrass her, so then can you reciprocate and grab her hand and shake it? That was the question, a very common question now, then. And the writer of this letter brought a proof from a Tosfos in Sota, it's also a Tosfos Menachos, which quotes a Yushalmi. And the Yushalmi is talking about the case of a Sota. It's not in the Marmar Komus, I just saw it this morning. And the Yushalmi is talking about that the Mishnah says that the Kohen's Meniach Yado Tachdeha. The Sota takes her carbon, the Isha Sota takes her carbon, and the Kohen places his hand below her hand, Umeni, for they do a tenufa, they do some waving. So the Gemara, the Yushalmi asks, Veina Davar Kiur, is this not an ugly Kiur, means ugly, disgusting, is this not a frowned upon thing to have the Kohen place his hand below the woman's hand? And the Gemara answers, we're talking about a Kohen Zake, and he's old, so he has no Yitzhara anymore, it's not going to affect him. Ah, but Afilu, Tema, Yelet, let's say the Kohen's a young Kohen. The Yetzer is very strong. Still, Ein Yetzahara Matsli L'shav, the Yetzer is not going to affect him for those few moments. He places the hand below her, they shake it up and down, and then that was it. So it sounds like from this, the one writing, that the Kohen who touches the hand, it's only a kiur, it's an ugly thing to do, but it's not Davar Isser. It's not an Isser D'oraisa, as we're going to go through the source in just a moment. And in the case of the mitzvah of Tenufa, you could push away the kiur, this disgusting thing of touching her hand, to perform the mitzvah of Tenufa, because both the woman and the Kohen, the Pasuk says, have to do the Tenufa, so that's why the Mishnah says they do it together. That's the simple reading of the Yushalmi and the Tosfos. So if that's the case, the one writing letter suggests, in the case of embarrassing someone in public, assuming it's in public where people are around, so she sticks out her hand and you say, "I'm sorry, I don't do that," that might be to push over this davar kiur, this ugly thing, should be pushed aside to protect someone's covered abrios, their own self-respect. That was a suggestion. So the Dvar Yehoshua goes through the whole sugya, pretty much what we're going to go through today, and we'll maybe come back afterwards what his conclusion is. But this is a very, very important shuva that Rav Weinberger pointed me out to. So now let's discuss the main stream source. So let's start off with number one. This way no one has any shilas here. Again, if you want kulas, step out now. In this base medrash, there are no kulas regarding this halacha. Rav Moshe writes very clearly in number one. He says, in the Igos Moshe, he says we're going to see three different tshuvas where he's extremely consistent. The first tshuva is in Chelek Aleph of Or HaChaim Siman Kuf Yud Gimel, a one-liner. Ulahoshit Yad Leisha Kederach Anosim Shalom B'Paksham, extending your hand is greeting. Pashit She'aser, it's aser to do this. Af LePenuya, even if she's single. Certainly she's married. Even if she's single. Sherehe Nidos V'Kol Shkein LeEishes Ish. Because all women nowadays, above the age of, assume, let's say 12, they're all betoras nida, they don't go to the mikvah, and therefore there's an iser erva for all these women, so to touch, to shake a hand, would be violation, very clear, Rav Moshe.
That's you sticking your hand.
So I didn't bring the Sefer Chassidim. The Sefer Chassidim does write that even for a non-Jewish woman it's aser. It doesn't explain everything, but there is a Gemara in Sanhedrin and Avodah Zarah that say Chachamim were misaken that even non-Jewish women have a din of nida. That applies to them as well, even though it's a din derabanan, that applies, so this would extend to them as well, just like Yichud. Yichud midiraisa doesn't apply to a nachris, it only applies to the arayos. The Chachamim extended all the same halachas to a nachris, a non-Jewish woman, as well.
So I'm a little confused, because years ago when somebody told me, you can't touch her because they're nida, I thought that's not true. I thought it's just for protecting you from intimacy, but touching a woman.
Right. This is correct also. But when the woman is someone who is penuya and mutter, in theory mutter, so then there would seemingly be some level of heter. If she's single and went to the mikvah, it wouldn't be as much of an isser, but it still might be issues of hirum. It's a very good point. Now, I don't remember the story, Mikey, but we have a friend of ours who once went to NCSY Shabbaton, and a lot of people who were there weren't religious. So he was taught one of these kulas, that maybe you can, if they extend the hand, you don't embarrass them. So he meets one of the girls on the trip, he puts out his hand, and she says, I thought you guys don't do that. So either way, you should never extend initially. The question is really, if they extend their hand to you, what should your response be? Moshe says, it's usser, it's usser, it's usser. Yeah.
Isn't that right from the Gemara in Ksuba says from a girl from the age of 3?
Well, in terms of Nida?
No, in terms of like Nagia.
That's in terms of what's Rai Labia. That's a question of Bia. So if it's, we have to get into the whole conversation. What exactly is the Isser? And that might be relevant in terms of the age. If it's about Hihurum, if it's going to lead to Bia. So let's now.
I'm sort of in general, just we have things about it, like if you're davening Shemin Esrei and the king comes by and puts his hand out, that, you know, you're allowed to shake his hand because it's the king. Right? Now, what if the king was a queen? Is there any difference?
No, there should not be. Right.
Just trying to understand the fear factor.
No, Kuno. So that's another element of what if you add into the picture Pikuach Nefesh case. If Pikuach Nefesh, that's the case, that's why it's permitted to stop for the king, because he might kill you.
Right.
So to daven and get killed doesn't make sense.
Right.
Everything Pikuach Nefesh. But if you're assuming that shaking hand is a Dover Erva, it's one of the Arayos, so then it does not violate Pikuach Nefesh. You have to give up your own life than to violate any of the Arayos. So we're going to see whether this is a subcategory of the Gila Arayos.
Isn't Arayos a very different, limited, well, I guess that's...
That's where we're going to end, whether this shaking hand or these types of Nagiyas are considered a Gila Arayos or not.
Isn't the Lashon implied poshets lechatchila asur? Like, you shouldn't stick out your hand?
Correct. That's what it says. So that's what he literally says. We're going to see other cases where I think it's clear that even in response to a woman extending her hand. Now, in light of the question of the queen, there is a, in this book, I'm going to get it quickly here.
Ari Weissman.
It actually happened. Was, I think, the chief rabbi of England and Queen Elizabeth, and I think...
Yeah, so he actually quotes that story here. I'll share with you. But he writes what happened with the queen. There were two incidents. From Mordechai Eliyahu.
I'm not sure.
So he was the... Chief, right. So he was once, he met with the Queen of England, and she extended her hand out, and despite all the cameras and the publicity, he did not shake her hand. This is in Birabim here. And he later received a letter from the Queen apologizing that they didn't realize that she shouldn't extend her hand. So they apologized to him. And then later on, Rabbi Aryeh Safran, a member of the Empire, I don't know what that means, but
the British Empire.
Yeah, okay. So a member of the Empire, what that means?
It's like a covet.
Okay.
Honor.
Okay, fine. So he was like, he was knighted, I guess. Anyway, so he met with the queen, and she did not, even though she normally extends her hand to shake, she knew in this case not to extend their hand. That's the case of the queen. Now, the queen of England's not going to kill anyone nowadays, but if there were to be a situation of pikuach nefesh, that's more of the question. What does one do in a case of pikuach nefesh? So that's going to be addressed as we go through these sources.
What about the fact that
Queen of
England is very old now? Does that make a difference?
Right, so it seems that there is no difference about the age either, in terms of the way at least we're presenting it. Others think there are differences of ages, but we're not presenting it that way. So look at number two, the Shari Tshuva written by Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah quotes, goes through all the various Yisurim in the Torah, and he's quoting the Isser of Ish Ish El Kol She'er B'Sara Lo Sikrevu, the Isser of Arayos, coming close to any of the Arayos. Kol Kir Basar Asar, any type of intimacy would be prohibited. So what are some examples that Rabbeinu Yonah lists? Kigon HaNegia B'Tei Ish Ish, to touch the hand of a married woman. U'Pirish Legalos Erva, what does that mean? Kia Kreva Mevi'a L'Dei Erva. Because touching a hand, any type of intimacy could lead to more. So Rabbeinu Yonah says it's an Isser Daraisa to touch a married woman. Any type, even a handshake, even a high five. So he says, well, Eifa Nimsa, because of Ki Gadra Torah Geder, the Torah makes a Gzera. Meaning shaking hand is not Aser Bifnei Atzmo, it's just a Geder lest it lead to something worse. So where do we find ever that the Torah creates Gedarim? The Chachamim create Gedarim, not the Torah. So he answers also from this week's Parsha. He says, Hinei b'mitzvas ha-nazir. There's an iser daraiser for a nazir to drink wine. Yet the Torah still says anything, any byproduct of a wine or grapes or anything else, even though it's not actually wine, is also an iser daraiser, he says. So why? Because we do find, based on this week's parsha, yesterday's parsha, that the Torah creates siyagim. They create daraisas. And we've discussed this many times over the course of these shiurim and the Sundays, that there's a whole list of siyag daraisas, where the Torah itself sets up a fence around an iser. So some examples that come to mind, a yichud. Yichud, according to some, is daraisa. So if it's daraisa, the iser of yichud might lead to something worse. Very similar to negia, yichud is also perhaps a siyag daraisa. We spoke about Tosefa Shabbos. We start Shabbos earlier. Why do you start Shabbos earlier? According to some Rishonim, because we don't know exactly when Shabbos is. To have a little buffer, we want to start earlier, as to less we violate Shabbos. It's only a siyag. So if you assume Tosefa Shabbos is daraisa, so it's a siyag daraisa. Chatzi shir asim min haTorah. Rabbi Yochanan says it's asr to have even a half a shir. Pig is asr if you have a kezias. Less than a kezias is not asr, but it is asr because chatzi shir is still asr min haTorah. Why? Because it's siyag shema. It might chazi. That's the rufe. The Gemara Numa says it might combine to a larger shir. So it's a siyag daraisa. What else comes to mind? Any other suggestions? There's a whole 15, 20 of them.
No, those
are Rose of Engel? Yeah, Rose of Engel has that, yeah. That's general. That's Tosef Shabbos. There are many other examples on this list. That comes to mind right now.
Siag is like a gather?
It's a gather. It's a fence. The siag is another word for a fence. So, says Rabbeinu Yonah, it's aser midaraisa to touch an ashes ish. So, part of the sugya is based on the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Yud Gimel. Gemara in Shabbos, Yud Gimel, has the following shaila. This is number 3. Ibailahu nida ma'u shetashen imbaila hi bibigda v'hu bigda. To permitted to sleep in the same mita, the same bed as a woman who's a nida, a wife who's a nida, as long as everyone's wearing the same clothing. And so the Gemara goes back and forth with a number of different proofs. And the Gemara ends up saying, at the end here, just the bold in the middle paragraph, Ma Ashes Re'u, there's a hekesh in the psukim. They connect Ashes Ish to a nida, a married woman to a wife who's a nida. They connect the two. And the Gemara says, Ma Ashes Re'u, just like a married woman who bebigdo, he bebigdo, aser, if they're both clothed, it's still an iser, of course, with another married woman. Af Ishta Nida, so too with one's own wife, when she's betaras nida, he bebigdo. Even though they're both clothed, it's aser. So Shema Mina, we learn that it's aser. This is aser, even though there's no negia, there's clothing on, there are gloves on. It's aser across the board. But then the Gemara brings a opinion. That's the opinion of Rebbe Padas. The Gemara says, Pliga the Rebbe Padas. He argues and says, no, this is not aser. Lo aser Torah ela kurva shagile rais bavad. Only intimacy of actual gilarais, which means bia, which means tashmish. So Rabbi Badas says only bia is asim deraisa, but the first opinion thinks that all type of negia would be deraisa. So this machlokis in the Gemara here, whether it's bia alone or it's all types of kiva. That's what we have straightforward from the Gemara here. Now, as an aside, the Gemara's connection of nida to Ashes Ish also helps with another discussion. I'm not sure we discussed this. Maybe we have discussed this in the past. Whether nida is one of the arayos or not. When a woman, a wife is in nida, or even a penuya who is in nida, is that considered a classic erva or not? So what's the, yeah?
The fact that the Torah puts them all, and puts nida in the middle of all the arayos, comes to teach you that that's also kind of
clear. So that's one of the proofs that nida is in achrei mos and kedoshim. That's lumped together with all the other ayahs of Ishus Ish, Achoso, Kalaso, Imaso, Bito. That's one proof that it is one of the ayahs. The rejection that it may not be is that a Nida, child that's produced from a Nida, would not be a Mamzer. All other ayahs, children coming from ayahs, that type of relationship would be a Mamzer, and Nida would not be a Mamzer. So there's a whole larger discussion. Just one other Nafkamina, there's a Ritva in Pesachim that raises the question whether Yag Vayavor applies to Nida. We know when it comes to all other arayos, a person needs to give their life up. It's Yag Vayavor to be involved with any of their arayos. But what if it's a woman who's a Nida, one's own wife, or even a Penuya who's a Nida, is there an Isser? So he quotes two dayas, whether or not it's Yag Vayavor by a Nida, which hinges upon whether Nida is one of the arayos or it's not one of the arayos.
Is Arayot and Gluarot the same?
Yes.
Shaking hands to him and his Gilu Arayot?
No, it's a different situation. It's all about when there's real, when it's a matzor. It's not a matzor, when it's tihurim. Fine. So this is based, again, on the Gemara here in Shabbos, that first spin in things that ishto nida bigda and baila bigda is asur, and Rabbi Pada says only it's a deraisa is when there's actual kurva shel gilarayah, is actual tashmish. So Ramban, based on this sugya, he says number four. Look there at number four. Ramban argues on the Rabbeinu Yonah. Again, Rabbeinu Yonah thinks all negiyah of arayos is issur deraisa, all touching. Ramban argues on the hasagos on the Rambam. And he says in number four, halfway down, reading the bold here, about kafiya iyan b'talmud. Looking in the sugyas and shas, ein hadavar kein. This is not true. Sheyehe b'kreva, shemba gila erva, touching, kigon chibuk v'nishik, hugging, kissing, lav u'malkus. It doesn't make any sense that one would get lav and malkus for chibuk v'nishik. Sherei b'gemar shabbos, he quotes our gemara, machlokus, and jump to the next bold, u'mina yadua. We know od miminhogam metalma. The way the Gemara works is shim ha'isa brisa zu etzlam emes. If this brisa was really true, that usser that aishes re'eu would be an isser and neither would be an isser even to touch. By yudvarv shel Rabbi Pedas chalukin bekach, and Rabbi Pedas is arguing the brisa, and Rabbi Pedas was only in Amora. Then hayubali agmar mivien osa alav letiyufta. They would have said Rabbi Pedas is wrong because there's a brisa that goes against him. Rabbi Pada says only Issa Deraisa is Tashmish. The Braisa says, no, everything is Asr. So why didn't the Gemara say it's a Tiyufta against Rabbi Padas? So it must be it's not really a Tiyufta. There's no real machlokus between Rabbi Padas and the Tanakhama. So how come Rabbi Padas says it's only Tashmish is Asr Midraisa? And the Braisa says all Kirva is Asr Midraisa? So let me just finish this piece. So says the Ramban, V'kevin shalo Asr Kain. Since the Gemara didn't present it as a tiyufta, navin mehem, we could deduce from this. Ki etzlem zeha isser midirbanan. When the Braisa says that all type of intimacy is asr, that was only an isser midirbanan, not an isser deraisa. Or, he suggests, oh yeah, minat Torah, maybe it is asr midiraisa to touch and chibuk v'nishuk, but mi isser kinen mechatzi shir. That's only isser v'chatzi shir, lest it lead to something more. But now that's a real Isser Lava Malkos in its own right. But we see for the Ramban is that in the end of the day, Aval Ein Ze Iker Medjish B'Lav Zeh, that's not the real learn, the Leman from this Medjish, Elakra Esmachta Ba'alma. So Ramban concludes that Negia Chibuk V'Nishuk is only an Isser Midrabanan, while Rabbeinu Yonah holds Chibuk Nishuk V'Negia is an Isser Derai. So that's where we stand right now.
Speaking about Tashmish, do they ever speak about spilling seed? Does that qualify?
That's a whole other discussion. Another discussion. Not for now, though. So let's look at Shita Sarama.
Is that a penalty? Is that a huge penalty?
Well, it's another discussion. Shita Sarambam now is very important because he is the basis of one of the big kulas, which again, we're not going to stress so much here. Shita Sarambam, number 5, Hilchos Isurei Bia, Perk Chaf Aleph, Halach Aleph. So Rambam writes, "Kol haba el erva min arayos derech evarim, o shechabak v'nashak derech taiva v'nena v'kar basar harei zeloke min haTorah." Says the Rambam that chibuk v'nishuk is all going to be an iser deraisa, like Rabbeinu Yonah, but he does have one qualification. He writes, "Derech taiva v'nehene." Which is another way we'll see in the Achorim, derech chiba, has to be done in an intimate way. We'll see a tshuva shortly, Rav Moshe, a person, on the subway. That's not derech taiva, derech chiba, squashed together. That's not normal. What about handshaking? Is that considered derech taiva? Is that considered derech chiba? But the Rambam says it's chibuk v'nishuk is asa midiraisa, like the Rabbeinu Yonah, but he says it has to be derech taiva, derech chiba. That's the important understanding, clear statement of the Rambam, and we'll see how that plays out, but it's an Isser Deraisa. That's the Shita of the Rambam. So we have 3 Shitas. Rabbeinu Yonah says all Negiyah is Asr regardless of Derech Taiva or not Derech Taiva. It's all going to be Isser Deraisa. The Ramban says it's all Isser Midrabanan, which again is still Asr. And the Rambam is in the middle where it's Deraisa, but it's Deraisa that's only when it's Derech Chiba. When it's not Derech Chiba, does it mean it's Mutter? Does it mean it's Derabanan? That the Rambam doesn't address. So look what the Beis Yosef writes in number 6. Beis Yosef brings a machlokes Rishonim here. He quotes the Trumas Hadeshim. The Trumas Hadeshim himself quotes a Gadol Echad, De'isha nida chole ubaila rofe. A woman, wife is sick, and she happens to be in nida. And her husband happens to be a doctor. So is the husband able to check his wife, check her pulse, whatever she needs being taken care of? So says the Gadol Echad, Osir l'mashesh lahadfak, you can't check the pulse. You can't see your pulse. V'nira midvarov, shafilu b'she'en rofe zulasa osir. Even if he's the only doctor in town, it's still usr to check her pulse. And Gam the Truvas HaRamban, he quotes as well, that says it's usr. So then he goes down further than Beis Yosef. Mihu imacholi mesukan. Let's say she's in great danger, to pikuach nefesh case. So then can he check her pulse in that case? Pikuach nefesh, we know, you could violate Shabbos. We did that Leil Shavuos. We learned all about violating Shabbos. You could violate all Yisurim for pikuach nefesh with the exception of the big three. Gilei Raios, Shvichas, Damim, and Avodah Zarah. So what about if she's really in danger? Vein Sham Rofim, there's no other doctors. Mash Maktsas Midrav, it seems to indicate, Dishari Mishum Bikuach Nefesh. Because according to the Ramban, the Isser of touching, what's the member? What's the level of the Isser for the Ramban? It's the Dirabanan for the Ramban. So for the Ramban, you could violate an Isser Dirabanan to save her life. But look what he writes from the Rambam. Rambam writes, Aval HaRambam, he quotes, Dinegia Erva Asura Minatora, like we saw in the Rambam, Hacha, Afal Pishi Yesh Bel Bikuach Nefesh, even though the wife is gravely ill. Efshir De Asur Mishum Dehavi Abizrael De Gilei Raios. Abizrael and Gilei Raios are extensions of Gilei Raios. They're subcategories of Gilei Raios. In which case, he leaves it as a Tzarech In. If you think that Negia is Chibuk, Nishik, and all that is an Isser Deraisa, says the Beis Yosef, it's very possible one cannot touch and check his wife, her pulse. Sorry?
This is not a
Derechiba. He seems to completely ignore the Derechiba. He's not concerned with Derechiba. He says it Lav Dafka in the Rambam. He doesn't even address that point. We'll see you in a second. Yeah.
What if you're just a plain doctor? I mean, a plain, unrelated doctor. Is he saying you're not in touch with
him? So that's as well as another issue. If a woman's in need, does that mean a doctor can't check? So we're going to see a little bit later that there's a difference between a wife in need versus someone else's who's in need. Because a wife in Nida, there are chakos. A woman and a wife who's in Nida, you can't eat at the same table, you can't share the same food. That wouldn't necessarily apply to someone else's wife. All those same level of harchakos. But granted, you are correct. What comes from this Beis Yosef, it sounds like maybe there would be an Isser. If Negiah's mamish Isser, Midaraisa, it would apply across the board to all women who are Bitaras Nida.
In Echanami. So therefore, on the side note, there can't be a male woman's doctor.
When she's in Nida, correct. I'm not getting involved, that's a whole other discussion, but you're right. That's one little snippet which you can take out from this, which requires a whole other shear, how to deal with that case of a male who's a gynecologist and stuff, delivering babies, when she's certainly in Bataras Nida at that point. How does that work out?
Are the issues different from a woman to man? Like a woman doctor touching a man?
No, I believe it's the same.
What was the same.
Women doctor touching a man. I believe it should be the same halacha. But again, I didn't do research on this yet, but I would imagine it would apply across the board. So now let's move to the Shach. The Shach is the very important shita who does provide a heter, and we'll see in a second how they treat this heter. But I just saw some interesting thing about the Rav Shach recently. The Shach, Rav Shabsi HaKohen. So I was with Rav Shechter on Friday, and the Shach was, he lived in Vilna. And Rav Shechter is going to Vilna this summer. He was there a few years ago in Vilna. And they're going to all these Kibbe Tzadikim. They went to Rav Chaim Ozer and others. So he asked the tour guide why they're not going to the Shach's Kever. So the person said, well, the Shach taught secular studies, so we don't go to him. He thought that was a bit surprising. The Shach is one of the most important poskim we have on Shulchan Aruch. So anyway, it's the Shach. The Shach was, when he wrote the Shach on Yardaya, which is the most important of the Noskin that we have, he was the age of 24 when he wrote this. The age of 24. And the year that he came out with Shach was the same year that the Taz came out with his parish on Yardaya. And the Taz was much older. He was well known. He was a Zakein, Yoshev, Yeshivos. And the Shach realized that he came out as a 24-year-old with all these different psukim that were against the Taz. So in the back, in the Kudos Kesef, he wrote a response to explain where he was coming from, why he was arguing. So I once heard, I think also from Rav Shechter, maybe from the Gra, that typically we pass like the Shach over the Taz. Shach was much younger. Why? Because the Taz supposedly was very upset when the Shach came out of this parish. Like, who's this 24-year-old? And I'm, I don't know, 75, however old he was. So since he took this to heart and he was you know, kind of felt, he's upset about this, he didn't have the anivus. I'm not saying I'm not the one claiming this, but he didn't have that anivus. So therefore, we weren't passing like him. The Gemara in Erevin says, why are we passing like Beis Hillel over Beis Shammai? Because Beis Hillel was a tremendous, they were of him. They always presented Beis Shammai's opinion before their own opinion. That's how they were. And because the Anivus, the Gemara says, we pass like Beis Hillel. So that's what I heard in the name of the Gemara. We pass like the Shach over the Taz, because the Taz was very upset that the 24-year-old little Shach was running his parish. So I just saw this inching tshuva that Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld was asked the following shaila. When you learn the Taz and the Shach, do you have to learn the Shach before the Taz? Typically, we learn the earlier one before the later one, because Rashi's inside, you learn Rashi, and then you learn Tosos outside. The inner column is always the earlier parish, and the outer one's the later one. So, what's the reason to learn the Shach before the Taz? Because the Shach was a Kohen. And you always have to do Mechabed, the Kohen, before the non-Kohen. So that was a Shach that was posed. Now they're all dead. So there's a Kibud, there's a Chiv, a Kavod HaKohen. Does that even apply after death? That was the question that was posed to him. So, what he answered is that the only requirement of a Kavod HaKohen is only when they're alive, but not after. Why? What's his reason? Because when you come to lachas of Avelus and Hotzas Hameis, when you come to take out people to be buried, it never says any halacha that if there's a Kohen and then there's a non-Kohen, you bury the Kohen first. The halacha doesn't exist anywhere. So from the fact that that doesn't exist, he thought that there is no halacha of being mechabit a Kohen after he dies. And then he says another case, we have the Gemara in Kedushin says there is a mitzvah of kibud av la'achar misa, but we never have that by la'achar misa sa Kohen. Sounds like dafka by father and mother is their kibud after death, but nowhere else. So then, again, a beautiful sefer, Otzer Pleis HaTorah, which I, again, just happened to see this. So, Rav Chaim Berlin, he was quoting a Gemara in Brachos Daf Memvav, quoted from the Aderes, the following, that Rabbi Abo was once having a suda with Rabbi Zera. And Rabbi Abo wasn't mechabed Rabbi Zera to bench, and Rabbi Zera was a Kohen. So why wasn't he mechabed Rabbi Zera to be to bench? It's a mitzvah to be mechabed the Kohen first. So he says that the Aderes explains that this maisa happened after Kam Rabba v'shachet Rabbi Zera. Rabbi Zera was killed with the story in Purim, right? They're having drinks together in Purim, and Rabbi Zera was way too serious, and Rabba couldn't deal spending Purim with Rabbi Zera was so serious. The Gemara in Nida tells us that Rabbi Yirmiya was always one asking interesting questions, like very strange questions, like what happens if a woman gives birth to a child that looks like a cow? And all these very strange questions. So the Aruch Lener, Karen Laura, one of them on the Gemara Nida says, because Rabbi Zera was very, very serious, very makbid, and no late tzanis at all. So Rabbi Yirmiya was a little bit more loose. So he asked these interesting questions to get Rabbi Zera to crack a smile. So he connects a Gemara in Megillah. That's why Rabba couldn't stand spending Shabbat with Rabbi Zera, Purim with Rabbi Zera, because Rabbi Zera was so serious. So come Rabba v'shachet Rabbi Zera, he killed Rabbi Zera. So Rabbi Zera was killed. Then what happened? Rabba brought Rabbi Zera back to life. So he says here that when a person dies, he loses batel kuna. He loses kedushas hakuna. So Rabbi Zera was no longer a kohen once he lost. And that's why Rabbi Abo was not mechabed Rabbi Zera to bench, because he wasn't a kohen anymore. Interesting. So we see after death, a person loses his kedushas hakuna. That's what we're trying to bring from this. So then Rabbi Chaim Berlin, in response to this Adara, says, this is not really true. The Adaras was just doing Purim Torah. This is not really what happened. He was just being nice and funny, and that's not really what happened. Of course, there's still Kedusha when a person comes back to life. And he brings other riots for this about Aaron Cohen coming back to life with Tchias HaMesim. So anyway, there's a whole interesting discussion about whether there's a Kedusha's Kuna, Lachemisa, and particularly when it comes to learning the Shach versus the Taz. We're not learning any Tazes today, so there's no Shaila for us. We're going to go straight to the Shach. So the Shach says in number 7 the following. Shach says that mashma, go reading the bold, af the harambam lo kamar ela kishosa chibuk v'nishik derech chibas bia, he is medayik from the Rambam, that's only usher when it's done in an intimate way. Sharei, we find matzina b'shas b'kama duchte, many places throughout Shas. Sheha amarayim hayu mecham b'kim v'menashkin v'noseim v'achayoseim. They kiss and hug their daughters and their sisters. We have such places in Shas like this. How could this be? It's Asar. A daughter and a sister is an Erva. How is this permitted? So obviously they weren't doing this Derech Chiba, just like a greeting, a kiss on the cheek, or whatever that was. So that's fine for a daughter, a granddaughter, a mother, a grandmother, a sister. That's what he says. It's only Asar Derech Chiba. And he goes against the Beis Yosef. And the Beis Yosef again before said, that's Asar to check the pulse of Ishto Nido, because it's an Issa Deraisa Negiyah, according to the Rambam. Ah, Derech Chiba, not Derech Chiba. Beis Yosef didn't care. But the Shach says, no, it's only Asar Derech Chiba. When it's not Derech Chiba, then it's actually permitted. And he says the same thing. You look at number 8. This is a more famous one. This is a Shach and Hilchas Nida. He says in Simon Kuf Tzadi He, Vei Nira, Devade Af La Rambam, Lek Issa Deraisa, Ela Kishosa Kein Derech Taiva V'Chibas Bia. Mashain kein hacha. V'chein ha-minag ha-poshit she-rofim yisraelim m'mashishim ha-dafak. How do you pronounce that word again?
Dofik.
Dofik. Pasuk in Yishir Hashir. Shel isha afilu yeshis ish ha-u ovei kachavim. It's all permitted. Ava pish yesh rofim achem. Even though there are other doctors who are ovei kachavim, where the practice is, it's permitted. That's what the Shach says. Because when a doctor checks the pulse in other parts of the body, it's all not derech chiba. So this is the important heter from the Shach that many would apply. Let's now move to an interesting tshuva in the Behuda. This comes up. I had this shaila, something similar to this shaila one time. The Behuda was asked the following shaila. If there was once a woman and a husband and wife were traveling somewhere, and they were in a village traveling where there is no kosher mikveh, no Jews around. And she had to go to the mikveh that night. So they found a lake, a body of water that was a kosher mikveh. But there's no one to check that her hair all went under the water like there was no mikveh lady. So is there a heter for the husband to go help her, attend to her, to touch her, to push her hair below the water, whatever it needs to be? And also in terms of looking, Isser Histaklis. So we're not going to focus on the Isser Histaklis, but in terms of at least the touching, putting the hair down, is that going to be permissible? So very, very important tshuva. So so the Gemara says, Huda writes number 9 here. Let's jump to the second paragraph where it says V'amnam hanegia beishto beis hatvila tzrich iuna. Touching the wife during the tvila requires some research. And he writes Yesh kan abizradiga gila rayos. This is an extension of gila rayos, and she's neither right now. She hasn't gone to the mikvah. Afila b'makom sakana. You can't allow for such an iser. Im kain sover the Beis Yosef holds like the Rambam. That's aser even by bekuach nefesh. But then he quotes the Shach, and the Shach says it's Asr only Derech Chiba. And he says, this is apparently the whole Minog throughout Pashat Minog, that if it's not Derech Chiba, it's only Asr Midirabanan. It's still Asr Midirabanan, but it's not Deraisa anymore. So therefore, what's Isr Midirabanan? Because it might lead to something more. So he ends up concluding, since this case, where the going b'terech heter, he's helping to go to mikvah, so she'll become heter, and this is not a davar ragil, he ends up concluding in this particular case it's permitted for the husband to help the wife because she's going to be heter in just a few seconds. But other than that, even the shach, who says when it's not der chiba, it's not aser, that means it's not aser midiraisa, but it is aser midiraban. That's what he concludes, yes.
If it's not der chiba, does that include any place on the body? I mean, you said the pulse. What,
yeah.
The doctor, no matter,
yeah.
Where.
No matter where. If it's not Derech Chiba, right. If it's in fact not Derech Chiba, right. Exactly. If it's in fact not Derech Chiba, so according to the Shach, this is all permitted. But again, there still would be an Issur Midrabanan if it wasn't Derech Chiba. The question is, what's going to override the Issur Midrabanan? If it's Pikuach Nefesh, or if it's going to be a situation where she's going to the mikvah, so then there seems to be Heterim. But again, it's not, can't be used, just stop shaking hands. That wouldn't really allow for.
That's another Huda that says that it's a Dirabanan based on the Shach.
Exactly.
Shach didn't say that. Rather, the Shach said that Terechiba is fine.
Right. He said, right, but nobody Huda understood the Shach this way. No,
I understand.
Yeah.
But I'm saying that we're...
Right.
It's up first from the Shach that it is that way.
Granted, that's fine. But still, we accept the Noda Behuda as a, for the Shach's understanding. So look at the Ramosha as an interesting tshuva when it comes to taking subways now. Taking subways number 10, this is the top of page number 4. See, we are running out of some time here. We'll just jump through the bold like we always do. He says, It's so cramped. You have no choice but to you're going to touch a woman. So you write in terms of touching and pushing hanashim. There's no iser at all. That's not the derech chiva. You just bumped into them. You're squashed against the window. V'chol iser negia barayos hu af la Rambam shesover hu belav delo sikravu deraisa dafka derech taiva. Just like the Shach says, umashma shebelo derech taiva leka af iser mederbanan. Like you just said, Moshe, it's not even iser mederbanan. Shlo hiskirzeh. The Rav Moshe argues on the Rambam on the Noda Behuda, where the Noda Behuda says when there is no derech chiva, there's at least an iser mederbanan. Rav Moshe says it's completely mutter if it's not derech chiba. V'im, I'm jumping down further. V'im haya isa kreva afalo derech taiva afrak mederbanan haya aser. Okay, fine. And if you want to say there is an iser when it's not derech chiba, at best it'd be an iser mederbanan. So that's what he concludes. And therefore he says that there is no concern, he ends up concluding there is no concern at all taking subways and trains and buses.
Rabbi, can I just ask you very practically from a layman's perspective?
You could try, but I might push it off till after this year, but you could certainly try.
If, just on a simple level, you'd say, listen, you have very serious gedarim, and you have to
Let's go afterwards.
On the bus,
let's do it afterwards, guys. We're running out of time.
Young women half dressed.
Let's jump
now.
Let's jump down to the bottom of page number 5 now, the Rav Moshe. This, I'm skipping the rest of this tshuva here. Rav Moshe ended up just concluding that it is permitted to take trains and subways and buses because, again, that's not derech chiba. And it's unintentional, there's no here. But look what he writes in number 11. This is the second tshuva we're seeing the Rav Moshe write this. Rav Moshe writes in number 11. This is Evan Ezra Chelik Aleph Simon Nun Vav. One liner again. Ubedavar, he's responding to a letter written to him. Shirias, Shiraisa, that you saw, the one who wrote the letter, the Kosev. Sheish Makilim, you saw people very lenient. Af Mire Hashem, you saw even people who fear Hashem. Liten Yalisha, this is also extending the hand to a woman. Kishi Moshita, when she puts her hand out first. So Ulai Sovrim, Deinda Derechiba Vataiva. Maybe they hold there's no Derechiba by shaking a hand. Aval Lemaisa, Lemaisa, Kasha, Lismoch. Alzeh says Moshe, very hard to rely on this, Moshe writes. He says, no, when Liten Isha, Kishihi Moshita, when she extends it. So they claim there's no Derechiba in this situation, so therefore it's hard to rely on this lemaisa. That's what he says. And we'll do one more Rav Moshe tshuva here, and we'll stop here. I'll let you guys think about this a little bit, speak to your own poskim what to do. But Rav Moshe writes here, number 12, the last Mar Makom, B'davar lehoshit ya le'isha k'derech hanosim shalom b'hipagsham, when they extend their hand to in greeting, v'adai hu pashut she'asur k'deka katzavti v'orachayim, I wrote this already, chelek avsim k'fi gimel. This is also perhaps some concern of an intimate handshake. It could also be intimate. Ava kasafti, I wrote in Chelik Alf Evan Ezer, le'echad shiro, one guy who saw, sheyesh gam yirei shem shemakilin, sheyesh la dun l'kaf schus. If you see a guy doing that, you can down l'kaf schus, the guy's a yetzahara. The som chin liten kishi moshita lahem, shal yase la derech chiba v'taiva. He does it in such a way where it's not derech chiba. Some Arabim suggest that a very hard handshake, a bone crush, he calls it, where it's not derech chiva, or the dead fish where there's nothing. So, one that's not derech chiva. So then, that's a suggestion. V'gam sham katafti, there too as well, I wrote, d'lamaisa kasha l'smoch alzeh. It's very, very hard to rely on this. Ah, you're going to tell me, didn't I permit subways and trains? Right, what I wrote, Evan Ezer, simon yodal ena roa shumsti. There's no contradiction. Mamish, shetarti lelech ba'autobus, and bus, I permitted buses. The sham leka kemal lekule in chiba, there's no chiba at all, there's no hand touching, you're bumping at the shoulders here and there. No one's holding any hands there. And therefore Moshe concludes, this is the third time, he says, aser to shake hand, and kasha l'smochaze. You want kulas? Not here. Everyone have a wonderful, wonderful day and week. I'm not